Money FM 89.3, the best of your money. Money and Me on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
The latest results for the financial period ended December last year show that 6 of 40 Singapore REITs and property trusts have either partly or fully halted their distributions to unit holders. REITs have been struggling with a high interest rate environment, rising finance costs and valuations coming under pressure. So could more players be at risk of suspending distributions? Let's take a step back for an overview. Year to date, the FTSE ST REIT Index is trading down by 10%. We take a closer look across sector. Evaluation shows hospitality-focused Singapore-listed real estate investment trusts have been leading the pack. At least for last year, hospitality-focused REITs have been outperforming S-REITs from other subsectors such as retail and healthcare. In the meantime, we also see this acquisition strategy to boost DPUs continuing. Just this morning, FLCT announced the acquisition of interests in a portfolio of 4 properties to the tune of about 189 million Sing dollars. Let's tie this all together. Just last week, Fed Chair Jerome Powell suggested he and his colleagues may be getting closer to the level of confidence that they need to start lowering rates. But a couple of factors, sticky factors, make the question of timing of possible interest rate cuts questionable. There's U.S. inflation topping forecasts for the second month in Feb. The so-called consumer price index, core consumer price index, that excludes food and energy costs, that increased 0.4% from January. So will the interest rate environment continue to punish REITs? S-REITs, will hospitality REITs continue their good run? Will the acquisition strategy in this environment boost distributions per unit? Let's find out with Kenny Lowe, REIT specialist and independent financial advisor. Good morning, Kenny. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you. You have a very long introduction.
But did you think it was a good introduction, Kenny? Did you think it aptly summed
it's a good introduction as a worldview.
All right, let's dig into U.S. inflation, which remained elevated. How do you read what impact this interest rate environment could have on S-REITs?
I think the U.S. Federal Reserve is very much depending on the inflation data to make their decision. At the present moment, although the inflation data is above the forecast, but if you look at the overall trajectory, the trend, the inflation actually is coming down towards a 2% point. So barring any surprises or sudden hike in the inflation, I think probably U.S. Fed is probably to cut the interest rate by end of this year. Because if you look at the Morningstar projection, Morningstar is projecting about minimum 100 basis point cut by end of 2024 to reach the level of 4 to 4.25%. And by 2025, there will be 200 basis point compared to the current level drop to 2.25 to 2.5% level. And if you looking at the Morningstar projection in terms of the U.S. 10-year Treasury yield, they are anticipating the drop could be from the current 4.3% to 2.75%. So all in all, you can see that the anticipation for the market itself is huge and also drastic rate cut once they start this process. And for those yield-seeking investors, for example, if the investor, they are holding a lot of money or a lot of cash in the money market fund, enjoying the good interest rate and also T-bill, when the interest start to cut to drop in 6 months or 1 year time, probably they have to look for some other asset class which can generating the higher interest compared to the current level.
Yeah, could be, and it'll be interesting to see where that flood of money heads to. Technical analysis of the FTSE ST REIT Index shows S-REITs trading in a downward channel. We know REITs have been punished since last year. Why is that?
Yeah, if I look at a correlation, the earnings, some of the earnings can be good, some earnings can be bad, and also they have already announced the earnings. But whether the REIT have a good earnings or bad earnings, basically they are still facing a big sell-off. So I think the main reason, based on a correlation chart, would be the 10-year U.S. risk-free rate. Because it's pretty clear that beginning of the year, the U.S. risk-free rate basically increasing from 3.8% to 4.2%, which is about 10% increase in the yield, and they are trading on an uptrend. And on the other hand, the FTSE ST REIT Index basically dropped from the 730 level to 652 level at the present moment, and that also represents about 10% drop. So they are really has a very strong inverse correlation between the U.S. Risk-free rate and the REIT index. I think that that probably would be the main reason.
Interesting. What were the best and worst performers if we take a look back to February 2024?
Yeah, for the past 4 weeks, I can see that actually OUE REIT surprisingly bucked the trend, registered about 6% the money return. And the worst would be the core Keppel Pacific US REIT plunged more than 40%. After they announced a suspension in the dividend for 2 years. So you can see that actually market is pretty irrational. And although CORE is doing some preventive measure to make sure they don't get into the balance sheet issue or breach of gearing, but the market punished them. At the present moment, they are trading the book value, price to book value about 0.2. This is a distressed price level.
For OUE REIT.
No, the core, Keppel Pacific.
Of course. Oh, we've talked about core. We've given a whole show to it, really. Anything else stand out for you with the best and worst performers?
The best performance would be the OUE REIT, and also the worst performance was the core.
All right. What do you make of S-REIT valuations today?
Pretty attractive. I just do a comparison compared to the present valuation, price to book valuation, based on a simple average of 38 REIT, today value is about 0.79. And if you compare back to March 2020, during the COVID crash, the price to book is about 0.8, almost the same level. And pre-pandemic, the price to book for the average REIT sector is 1.1. So if everything goes back to the normal, if the interest rates start to drop, I anticipate the REIT index, whole REIT sector itself, it has a lot more upside to go. Because if you compare to the pre-pandemic 1.1 and the current level 0.79, at least 20% upside potential in the long term.
Any sectors you're seeing attractive valuations?
Basically, all the sectors are attractive. If you are based on the valuation. But only thing I want to point out that the sector with a deep discount is a huge discount and also almost trading at a distressed level would be those REIT with overseas portfolio. Because they are the most hardest hit. Mm-hmm. In the investor, they have the higher risk appetite. I would say that this can be the multi-bagger play. If they have a strong heart to really deploy the capital, for example, they just shortlist number, maybe 5 to 10, just everything, allocate a little bit. I think over the long term, when the REIT market recovers, everything back to normal again, and that will be the multi-bagger potential.
What are these multi-bagger strong heart needed REITs?
All those, I'm not going to mention them, all those REITs with overseas property.
Can you give us an example? I mean, you're not recommending it, but just an example.
Yeah. As an example, if you look at Manulife US REIT, Keppel Pacific O REIT, Prime US REIT, and some of the REIT in UK, Elite Commercial REIT, Cromwell, IREIT Global, those are really trading at a huge discount into the price to book level.
So not just REITs with exposure to US markets, right?
Yeah, the US commercial office will be the hardest hit, but the rest of the country, just any commercial office related outside of Singapore, the valuation also dropped a lot. The price of book.
Dividend growth prospects have dimmed because of higher interest rates obligations. Say some analysts, some are expecting a turnaround in the second half of this year. What do you think?
I would also agree to that. Why they are projecting the turnaround in the second year is because we are anticipating the interest rate start to cut in June or July, based on the current probability and also projection. So after the interest rate cut, if those REIT with the shorter debt maturity profile, probably they can refinance at a lower rate, and then that may help in the dividend moving forward. But we need to wait for the two more quarters when we start to see the interest rate start to drop before they can have this kind of impact on the DPU. But if you look at the baseline itself, moving forward, the earnings to be expected either to equal to the last financial year or better. So there will be no more excuses why the REIT, they are not able to beat the last year DPU projection, because they have 1 or 2 years runway to really get their capital management and also balance sheet fixed. And if they are still not able to really so-called maintain or hold a dividend or even improve a dividend, I think that the REIT manager is not really doing their job.
So we know there's a code on collective investment schemes. S-REITs cannot have total borrowings and deferred payments exceeding 45% of the fund's deposited property. Some analysts say we could see more S-REITs halting dividends to ensure gearing remains within regulatory limits. Given where we are right now, do you think more REITs could be in this category at risk of suspending distributions?
Okay, based on current interest rate projection, it's all based on current data.
Mm-mm.
Okay, unless there are some surprises. I don't think, personally, the valuation of the REIT portfolio will drop even further.
Okay.
Because they have already, probably have already priced in the worst case scenario when they do the portfolio valuation
Mm-mm.
with the terminal rate and also on the low occupancy. Right? So moving forward, if the worst case has already priced in, moving forward, if they want to do the revaluation of portfolio itself, your cap rate probably will be reduced. That will help in the portfolio valuation. And if the REIT really doing some restructuring or rebalancing or reconstruct their tenant profile, they should be able to see the higher occupancy rate. So higher occupancy rate and lower cap rate probably will help the portfolio valuation. That will not have any surprises on a big drop in the valuation and cause the gearing to shoot up to exceed 45%.
Great thoughts there. DBS Group research analysts have maintained their call to shift allocations into retail, commercial, hospitality S-REITs, as we expect the overall rate environment to gradually shift. What are your thoughts on these allocations, shifting allocations to retail, commercial, hospitality S-REITs?
Yeah, it very much depends on the country. If they are recommending shifting the allocation to the commercial, hospitality and retail in Singapore, that makes sense because we can see the growth catalyst for all those property in Singapore. You know that Taylor Swift impact, the economic impact,
mm-hmm.
and moving forward, there will be a lot of MICE event and also concert having in Singapore that will help the hospitality sector in Singapore and also the retail spending. You can see there are so many people come to Singapore from this whole Southeast Asia region. So I think Singapore will be benefited. So I can only mention about Singapore. The overseas is very much depends on the local spending. For example, those REIT with a China property, that is very much depends on the China policy and also the local spending and also consumption.
Yeah, some people looking forward to Singapore becoming the Las Vegas of Asia and how that strategy could translate to hospitality and retail and commercial, because all these events are going to power consumer spends, at least here in Singapore. By the way, did you go to the Taylor Swift concert?
No, too old for that. Also, can I get a ticket? I follow all her snippets in the Facebook.
You follow all her what?
All the short video.
Oh.
Because there are so many people just take a video on those concerts.
I agree. My Facebook is completely all Taylor Swift, and I don't know why, but I think it's because everybody else is posting these videos. Good point. Can we talk a little bit about acquisitions? I started in my introduction talking a little bit about FLCT just this morning announcing their acquisition of interest in a portfolio of four properties. About $188.9 million is the expected spend. How, as an investor, should I be looking at whether this strategy of acquisition is going to be NAV accretive or support DPU?
It really depends. I see there are many analysts and also to mention about during this period under the high interest environment, the REIT should not go for acquisition because the cost of debt is high. That's not wrong, right? But if you have a longer term horizon, maybe you are thinking forward how to grow the REIT portfolio again for in the next 2 or 3 years. I think that this is a good time for the REIT manager to start to look at the potential acquisition in the market because the valuation for some of the property sector is pretty low because during the high rate and there are not much liquidity or buying interest rate in the market. So if you do not have many buyer to bidding all those project or those distressed property, basically you can buy at the lower valuation, which is the right thing to do, right? Although the funding cost is high, But moving forward, there will be a jump in valuation after they acquire the property. Then they do some refurbishment, doing some AEI. Maybe 1 or 2 years later, the rental income will go up and the property valuation will go up. That they can make a capital gain. So he has to be opportunistic and also depends on the management strategy. They want to use this opportunity to start to identify the good and also undervalued property to add into the portfolio for the long-term growth in the DPU.
All right, let's switch gears. All eyes have been on how one can optimize our CPF savings accounts. Now that news has broken, there will be the closure of the CPF SA for members turning 55 in 2025. Lots of online discussions there. What do you say to people considering investing their OA funds above the full retirement sum into good picks? What kinds of asset classes could they be looking at?
In general, as long as the asset class or unit asset class, they can beat a CPF OA interest rate at 2.5%. So investors don't invest blindly. At least they need to beat the 2.5%. So REIT is a good asset class to look into because at the present moment, those blue chip and also big cap REIT, they are giving us an annual dividend of 5.5 to 7%, this range, the DPU yield. And if an investor able to lock in the current low share price and also minimum 5.5% dividend yield, over the long term, they'll be getting this kind of range. At the same time, they also have a potential capital appreciation. So REIT can be one of the asset class, but just do take note that REIT has been volatile during this period. It not used to be like that, but under the high interest environment, the share price has been very volatile. The investor must be prepared to really ride through the volatility. But on the other hand, there are many, there are some other asset class out there, alternate investment space, which their share price is not traded in the secondary market. So there will be no share price volatility and movement. And some of the alternative investment I'm seeing that they are able to generate 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, even 10%, that kind of consistent dividend year over year. So investor, if they know the alternative investment space, they can really study and do take a look. So not necessarily all the portfolio has to be in the stock market or in a REIT.
Okay. You mentioned yield, I think, was it 5.6%, an average of dividend yield? Can you share what has been able to achieve that? Which REIT is that?
Okay, for example, let me go through my...
Please pull out your charts. I know you sit in front of your giant screens whenever you talk to me.
Yeah, giant screen. For example, CapitaLand Integrated Commercial Trust, 5.5%. Ascendas REIT, 5.6%. Mapletree Logistics Trust, 6.2%. Mapletree Pan Asia Commercial Trust, 6.8%. Mapletree Industrial Trust, 5.9%. Fraser Centrepoint, 5.6%. FLCT, 6.8%. You can see that there are many of them, plenty of them.
There are. I need to book some time so I can sit in front of that chart with you.
Yeah. I will send you a link.
Thank you so much, Kenny. Always a joy to speak with you. Kenny Lowe is REIT Specialist and Independent Financial Advisor. You have a great Friday, Kenny.
Thank you, Michelle.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio at the App Store and Google Play.